It's the Kim Komando Show podcast, and here comes hour two for the weekend of January 9th, 2021.
They say it was all confusing. Waymo, the company from Alphabet, Google, self-driving cars, well, now they say you can't use the term self-driving anymore to describe its technology because it's not really self-driving. And they want us to now call it fully autonomous driving moving forward. That's right. So you're not allowed to say self-driving anymore. You have to say fully autonomous driving, like a fad, fully autonomous driving. You know, I just love driving cars. I have a 67 Corvette. I love the 1946 pickup truck. You know why? Because when I drive that around town, the windows are down, is that people just smile and they wave. I love that. I have a G-Wagon, a 66 Jag. I have a Ferrari. I love cars. I mean, people must think that I have the car owner virus. I saw you laugh, Mike. I saw you laugh at that one. And you see, ladies and gentlemen and boys and girls, just an example of all the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life ever. You can find us on 400 top stations from coast to coast. And do me a huge favor, as you're out and about over the next couple of days, remember that you heard the Kim Komando Show on this radio station and reach out to them on Twitter, Facebook, wherever they are, and say, hey, thanks for carrying the Kim Komando Show, and also globally on the American Forces Network Radio. Our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is open at 1-888-825-5254. All right, this is part of the show where I like to talk about future tech. And what about a tiny house? That's fine. What about a smart tiny house? Amazing. The home is called the Cube 2. It's about 260 square feet of living space, like the others. And that's pretty much where the similarities end between this tiny house and other tiny houses. Because on the outside, the Cube 2 looks like this futuristic camper trailer. But on the inside, wow, fully furnished, has a skylight, a living room, bedroom, kitchen, and bathroom, which also includes a shower. They put all of that into 260 square feet. That kitchen includes a sink, a fridge, a range hood, and a bar counter. And it also has built-in artificial intelligence, an assistant called Canny that controls all the appliances and the lights. The Cube 2 is made by a company called Nestron, located in Singapore. Now, you can pre-order one of these bad boys. How much do you think it is? Anybody? $52,000. Wow. And the price goes up according to the appliance add-ons. You can tack on another $8,000 for shipping this to the United States, and hopefully the delivery of your new high-tech space-age trailer goes without a hitch. All right, Amazon is developing another Alexa-powered gadget. This one's looking for sleep apnea. This is according to a new report from Business Insider. They say that the palm-sized device would sit on the nightstand, use millimeter-wave radar to monitor your breathing and your movement, so that this way you wouldn't have to wear one of those CPAP machines. Its code name is Brahms, which is a clever nod to the German composer of Lullaby, who, here's a fun fact for you, actually suffered from sleep apnea. The device resembles, they say, a hexagonal pad with a metal wire base. It's been developed for a while. Amazon doesn't want to comment on rumors, but it's going to be out, I'm sure. The Echo Buds wireless earbuds also got fitness tracking features. Amazon Pharmacy launched. Now you have the Amazon wristband called Halo, which is really creepy all on its own. So while tech like this can help people, it's just another way, really seriously, for big tech like Amazon to really do some major data tracking to get into your life as much as possible. I mean, will you sleep easy knowing that Alexa is now always watching you? I'm thinking about building my own sleep tracking device. It's always been a dream of mine. For months, Apple has been rumored to be working on a competitor to the Tile trackers, those little squares that help you find all your lost stuff. Apple's taken its time, called AirTags. They haven't materialized, but they're supposed to be out soon. But now we have Tile. Tile is planning to out-Tile itself with a tracker that goes beyond just simple, basic Bluetooth connectivity with your phone. The new ones are going to use what's called ultra-wideband technology. That's according to TechCrunch. It's similar to Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, short-range wireless communication protocol, but ultra-wideband tech operates on really, really high frequencies to capture the data, both spatial and directional. Now, you pair the UWB signal with augmented reality on your phone, That means you'll be able to better pinpoint where you lost your keys to just a few centimeters away, regardless of trying to hear that pinging sound. The new tiles won't be released until later on this year. Only work with smartphones that are UWD capable, like the iPhone 11, 12, some Samsung Androids. Really amazing technology that I am definitely going to be buying for Barry, no doubt. The Wi-Fi Alliance has been certifying next-gen Wi-Fi gadgets using the 6 gigahertz band. This is kind of techie, all right? I understand it, but it's a big deal. It's probably the biggest upgrade for Wi-Fi tech in decades. It's called Wi-Fi 6, now Wi-Fi 6E, wider than the additional bands router at your home uses. Think of it going from like a 2-lane dirt road to a 10-lane superhighway as far as data transfer goes. Faster speeds, more reliable. How do we sign up? I'm ready. Well, it's not that simple. You have to have the tech, the router's devices that you have to connect it to. You need a router that's Wi-Fi 6E certified. Your computer, phone, other gadgets also need to support that band. See plenty of those devices rolling out over the next year. Wow, talk about life in the fast lane. And let's see, finally, have you been to any good concerts lately? Me neither. Samsung-owned audio company Harman is working to improve your car's subpar sound system. That you're going to have new in-car audio equipment. It's going to enhance your drive-in concert experience, because that's what some concert goers have been going, by the way. It's called Live Interactive Virtual Experience. Live for short. Makes sense. Two-way system with an immersive headrest speaker in your car. The tech lets you just cheer the group on. Interactive features, you can vote for the next song, make requests. You can also set up the tech at home. The personal audio headrest systems is available for automakers to add to new cars. So just be prepared to have your temperature taken at the next foreigner concert. I mean, if you're hot-blooded, they're going to check it and see. Oh, God. Even I couldn't deliver. That was up, really. Oh, I am sorry. I am sorry. I will do better next show. I promise. Because now you're singing that song, aren't you? I'm hot-blooded. Yes, I know you are. Hey, coming up in this hour, I had so much that I just want to tell you about. I was having trouble squeezing it all in. We're going to talk about how you can watch live TV without paying for cable. We have free alternatives to Netflix. You don't want to miss that. Some bad news about hoaxes online. And also a really great tip on how you can prevent eye pain associated with screen use. If you're just looking at the screen just a little too much. And of course, we have all of your phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, listen, if you ever have a question about something digital and you need a hand, look no further than the official homepage of the Kim Komando Show. You got a couple of options there. You can use the Komando community and just hit the button for Komando community, then go to the Q&A forum and drop your questions there. Of course, you have to be a Komando community member, get 30 days on me for free over at getkim.com, which, by the way, we don't track you. There are no ads inside the Komando community. You can blog, you can post your pictures, you can do whatever you want there. And you don't have to worry about somebody saying, oh, look at this person. We're going to track them all throughout the internet and sell that data. Nope, we don't do that. Or you can always drop me an email over at komando.com. And at the bottom of every single page, there's a link that says contact us. And that's how you can get me a note. How about we start this hour with Sheila in Reno, Nevada. Hey, Sheila.
Hi, Kim. Thank you for taking my show. I don't have a computer, but I go down to the library and that's where I enjoy the internet, and I get to listen to you.
Oh, good. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. And you're coming across from KOH in Reno.
Got it. Yes, that's a great station. We've been on there for, oh, gosh, I want to say like 20 years. I bet you we've been on that station. That's fabulous.
And I've listened to you the biggest part of that time, even though I didn't have a computer.
Oh, thank you, Sheila. Thank you.
Hi. I'm being stalked. I have an iPhone Pro Max. The two times that I know that I've been followed by the guy, he showed up on his bike and made it very, very obvious he was watching what I was doing and who I was talking to. The second time it happened, the guy told me that I was talking to. He didn't know that guy. He was not anybody that had ever been in the neighborhood that he knew of. I did get it the second time around on video, But it, just a short time ago, I went and looked in my phone for that video, and it's been deleted. And recently, with the video, that's evidence. So that's something that needed to...
Whoa. Before we go back more on this, Sheila, do you have any reasons you know this person, or why do you think that you are being targeted and stalked?
I don't think you want that put on the radio.
Okay, well, I don't want you to cry. Okay. We'll just say that it's... How about, Sheila, why don't we just say it's a really important reason, okay?
Okay.
So, how can I help you?
Well... In November, I had ADT put in a system... And I have an inside camera and two door sensors and two rings. And ADT no longer puts in the rings, but a Safe Street, that's the only thing that they could put in that would work for me because I don't have a place for them to wire.
I see. Okay.
Hot wire.
You know, let's, you know what? Sheila, let's put all the technology off to the side for just a sec, okay? All right?
Sure.
Just you and me. Let's talk for a sec. So, because I care about you. Are you afraid for your life?
His girlfriend tried to kill me.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Sheila, you need to move, honey.
I can't move. I don't have any place to go. I'm 67. They rent, and the judge will not make the move.
Okay. Okay.
I agree with you.
Okay. Why can't you move? Is it a money thing?
It is a money thing, but I tried to move to another state, four states away. That was back in June and July. And the same problem followed me because it's not just the stalking that they're doing. I can't keep... It doesn't matter what kind of locks I put on my house. It's just a short matter of time, and they're in. They leave little, you might say, gifts. They'll take something of mine and put it in a very obvious place where it doesn't belong, like right in front of my door on the inside. So, you know, you didn't put it there. But somebody did.
And then what did the local police say? What are they doing?
Nothing. They took the information as information only, and that's what they told my victim advocate.
Oh, so you have an advocate. Wow. Okay.
I do because of the case with his girlfriend.
Okay. And so you think that maybe they're on your phone right now? They have access to that?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. When your show first called me, my notification ring was coming through, and it very loud and clear. Anyway, I tried to just, flick it off the screen so it would stop annoying me. And I've never been able to turn that ring down at all. It's not even on there now. The notification comes up that there's no noise whatsoever. And I didn't do anything to it.
All right, so here's you're in a really tough spot, sweetie. You are. And I'm sorry. I really am. I'm going to try to help you, okay?
Thank you.
Because I do. I really care about you. And I don't want you to cry. I don't want anybody to cry in my ear. That's not good. But with the security system, I really think that somehow we need to make you feel safer inside your own home. Okay. Number one. And because this way you can get some proper rest, because I bet you're not resting at all, because how can you?
No.
Okay. So let's see what we can do to get you a great security system that might involve getting some internet connection into your house. Do you have Wi-Fi? Yes or no? Yes.
Yes, I had to have it put in for ADT.
All right. Okay, so we're gonna let's. I'm gonna put you on hold, Sheila, because I need to think about this. I want to make sure that you have a good security system. I want to see if I can reach out to the local authorities myself. And I am going to be your advocate as well. Sheila, thank you for your call. Hey, do you remember when we all had antennas for our TVs? TV tuners were built in back then and allowed the antenna to pick up the free channels wherever you lived. Well, most TVs don't come with built-in tuners and makes it really difficult to cut the cord, which can be costly month after month. So you have the option of adding an external TV tuner, but you're really not limited to just using it for your TV. A lot of people don't realize this. Many connect using USB, and that means you can add an external TV tuner to a projector, even your computer. And then on your computer or projector, you can watch your local channels. Over at Commando.com, we've put together a list of recommendations, including one with a dual tuner, so you can watch one channel while recording another. And no matter which option that you choose, they're probably cheaper than you think. One of them is called the HD Home Run. I'd make a baseball joke, but that would be out in, you know, left field. And if you like watching free content, stick around. Coming up in just a few moments, we're going to talk about some of the best alternatives to Netflix that won't cost you a dime. All right, so this past week, I had the chance to speak with John Hammond. He's a big-time security researcher, YouTuber, about the dark web. Here, I just want you to take a listen. So often we hear about the dark web, right? It's where criminals sell illegal drugs, they launder money, they commit crimes, often with little or no repercussions. It's a place where hackers buy your stolen credit card credentials and IDs. Now, the dark web is not a place where you want to go unless you have a solid understanding about what you're really getting yourself into. So joining us for just a few moments on the Kim Commando Special Caller Line is John Hammond. He's a security researcher at Huntress. I always think that if we know how criminals work, then we can better protect ourselves. And so, John, the criminals are like kids in a candy store on the dark web. Real quick, what do you think is the biggest way that cyber criminals are using the dark web to make money right now?
Hey there, Kim. Thanks so much for having me on.
You betcha.
It's funny. My father owns a radio station, and while I grew up, we would have your show on all the time. So this is quite a pleasure.
Oh, that's such a sweet story. Tell your dad I said hello, please, and thank you for that.
No, we're still on his programming, I think. So in case he is listening, well, hello.
Yes, this is pretty awesome. So John, I looked you up. You have this incredible background. You're very articulate, by the way, because I always like to see how people talk before I get them on the show, right? And, you know, one of the pitches that I saw for you was about how you had like four examples of how people are making money on the dark web. What do you think is the biggest way that people are making money on the dark web right now?
No, it's crazy. I think hackers and cyber criminals have certainly taken the dark web and made it into their own commercialized enterprise for cyber crime. They're either selling access to companies and businesses. They're either selling the exploits or the phishing websites that they create, or they're even asking, hey, I need a hack. I need an exploit. They ask them for sort of these help wanted hacker for hire organizations. And it's insane to see.
And so have you been following what's going on with the cold chain with the vaccine? Because there's been some reports of ransomware along the way that and some hackers that are trying to prevent the vaccines from getting where they're going and then holding some of the vaccines for ransom. And I understand that that's also happening on the dark web. So we talk about ransomware and phishing. What always astounds me is that you can go on the dark web. And folks, I'm not telling you to go to the dark web, and neither is John, because we don't want you to go there, because there's a lot of bad stuff and things that you can't unsee. Is that what always astounds me is that they have these like hackers for hire kits. What do you know about those?
No, absolutely. It's funny and crazy. We had seen, and one criminal or hacker that we had uncovered, he had this handle, you know, the hacker alias of Wozniak, and it was a zero instead of an O, so it looked very cool and cyber-like, right? They had posted on Torum, or the dark web forum website, that, hey, they're selling access to a managed service provider or a whole business or a company. They say, hey, it's located in eastern United States. I'm asking for $600 in Bitcoin, and we can provide like screenshots and photos and proof. Message us if interested. And that, honestly, that was a whole business, right? Laying out terms, establishing price, contact information, and that could be ransomware. That could be command and control. And we would watch other hackers respond to Wozniak's message, and it was incredible. He would say, hey, thanks for the offer, but I'm really looking for a partner that wants a more long-term business relationship. You know, nice. I want to make money. And that's crazy to see from a hacker.
Yeah, it is, because it's like, okay, well, this isn't just a one-time deal. Could you be with me for the next one? Or is there anything that you want me to go get for you? Then maybe I'll pay you for that. So what do you see as like the craziest thing that's on the dark web right now? Or is that it?
In my opinion, I think that's it. Selling access, selling credentials, selling customer or user or employee information. Well, that's the crown jewel, right? We kind of followed up on that Wozniak fellow. And it's funny, we wanted to take this approach to sort of social engineer him and hack the hacker. What information were they willing to offer? And they fell for the bait, which was crazy. We were able to do our homework, find the victim business that was compromised, and notify them as soon as possible. So that story at least has a happy ending. We got that Wozniak fellow arrested, but it turns out he was a disgruntled employee of that business, of that company. He was an insider threat all along.
And see, and that's what's fascinating about it. So many things that happen on the dark web, we have no idea about it unless we speak to people like John. And speaking of inside jobs, oh man, you don't want to miss this podcast. And you can listen to it wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Commando with a K, of course, or you can listen over at commando.com/podcasts. All right, it's time now for a really great tip. And this week is brought to you by iDrive. The new year is here, and I think we're all ready for a fresh start, right? Now's the perfect time to organize and back up all your important documents and files that have accumulated over the last year. Whether it's critical business documents, financial records, or your precious family photos and videos, my longtime sponsor iDrive knows just how important it is to protect your data. Their cloud-based computer data backup solution is regarded as the best in the business. For 6 years running, this is a big deal. They've been awarded the Editor's Choice Award by PC Magazine. Why is iDrive the best? Well, so many reasons. It's online, it's offsite, and accessible 24/7 from any device. With iDrive, you can be back up and running in no time. Get iDrive and have the peace of mind that your data is easily accessible when you need it most. Plus, it's super affordable with plans starting just $6 a month. And if you use my name, Kim, when you sign up, you can save 90% off your first year. Just go to iDrive.com and use my name, Kim. That's iDrive.com, promo code Kim. All right, if you want to see all the trending new shows that I'm talking about, yeah, you have to sign up for a mishmash of streaming services. And then it starts adding up, because it does cost you money for each month that you are paying for these. But not every streaming service actually costs you money. You can actually stream all kinds of movies and TV shows for free, as long as you don't mind a few commercials. One option is Crackle. You're not going to find the latest movies, but you'll find a lot of great movies worth watching, like Captain Phillips. But Crackle isn't just limited to movies. You can find a few classics like Charlie's Angels and Third Rock from the Sun. Now, you've heard of YouTube, but maybe you haven't heard of Tubi. That's T-U-B-I. It's a free streaming service owned by Fox. It actually has 20,000 free streaming TV shows and movies. And you might not know it, but you can still stream your favorite network TV shows for free. All the major networks have streaming content on their website homepages, including some you can watch live. Or you can just go ahead and download their apps right onto your smart TV. Over at commando.com, we have a lot of in-depth details and information about all the free alternatives to Netflix and the other subscription-based services. Still to come this hour, we have more of your phone calls. We're going to squeeze in as many as we can. And also, I've got some warnings about some COVID-19 vaccine hoaxes. Ugh, I know, they're out there. I don't want you to fall for them, so stay right where you are. America's ready to get back to work, but to succeed, you need every advantage. Smart companies run on NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud business system. It's terrific. Schedule a free product tour at netsuite.com/Kim. Once again, that's netsuite.com/Kim. Hey, take a look at the subscriptions that you're getting for the Commando newsletters if you haven't done that for a while. I want to make sure that you're getting the newsletters that you love. So head over to commando.com/subscribe and just enter the email address for whatever newsletter that you're getting, and then it automatically populates. Our IT geniuses, Jeremy, Charles, and John, put all this together. So this way it makes it super easy for you to look at your subscriptions. And again, that's over at commando.com/subscribe. Jeff in Jacksonville, Florida. Hi there, Jeff.
Hey, Kim. How you doing?
Wonderful. Wonderful. Happy New Year. What's going on with you and how can I help you?
Thank you so much. Well, first I want to say that average guy like me super appreciates your program because it seems like nobody looks out for the little guy anymore.
Oh.
And perception I've gotten from reading your column for I don't know how long now is that at least, you know, you're batting for the little guy. So I just want to get that out of the way. I really do sincerely appreciate what you're doing.
Well, it's, you know what, let me tell you, I love what I do and I love that I'm making a difference. I really do. It
wonderful. That's great.
And it's, you know, I really think that I've been blessed to find such a career, really. And I'm so glad I don't talk politics. Yay. So.
Yeah, I don't either. No, I put my time in D.C. for 13 years and I totally stay away from politics. That cured me.
I bet it did. So what's going on in Jacksonville?
Well, here's what happened. You mean with my particular situation?
Yeah, sure. Tell me what's going on with you. How can I help you?
I was using my cell phone, the one I'm talking to you on, to access the internet with help from my ex-computer guy. And it got to be so tedious and so unreliable that I finally broke down and went to Xfinity and signed up for computer service. Now, I've got Windows 10 on my PC. There's no other alternative because I live in a mid-rise, so it's not like I can just call AT&T. They'll come in and solve my problems. So I'm kind of stuck with Xfinity. Here's what happened, really weird. The first 30 days were wonderful. After that, it became almost as tedious as using the phone. The connection is slow. Sometimes I get logged off. Sometimes I can't get on at all.
It's like, you know what? It reminds me of like, you know, like that person that you met and you're like the first 30 days, you're like, they are so marvelous. They are the best person I've ever met.
Yeah.
And then like day 31, 40, you're like, oh man, I got to get out of this one. So
exactly. That's exactly my sentiment, but I'm stuck. You know, I'm on the sixth floor.
You know what? You got her pregnant. You got her pregnant, so you're stuck now. Okay, so
yeah.
All right.
Bingo. There you go.
Okay. Well, let's talk about how you can fix this. Okay.
Okay. Good. I got pencil paper.
Okay. Well, what I want you to do is I want you to authenticate and to verify your feelings and your know-how, because if you just call them up and go, "All right, you sold me a bill of goods, and now here I am," and you guys are cutting down the service, I'm not getting what I'm paying for, they're going to say, yeah, well, Jeff, our records show otherwise. Okay?
Yes.
Okay. So we don't know what's wrong with you. So there are certain things that I want to do. I want to make sure that, number one, just for giggles, I want you to turn off the modem and the router, whatever you have in your apartment, and then leave it off for 30 seconds. Then turn on the modem first and then turn on the router. Let's just do a hard reset, okay?
Okay. Well, I'm not at the house, Kim. That's going to be an issue.
Okay, well, okay. Okay, whenever you can do it. Number two is I want to make sure that nobody else is using your connection.
And I'm the only guy there. No dog, no cat,
okay.
Nothing.
Okay, you have Wi-Fi?
I have Wi-Fi.
Okay.
I tried it without that yellow cord.
Okay, no. Okay, you can try without the yellow cord, but I also wanted you to make sure that nobody else is tapping into your line. Okay.
No, I don't think so.
Then what we do is you go to a website called fast.com.
F-A-S-T?
Yep, fast.com. And it's actually owned by Netflix.
Oh,
and
okay.
What it does is it's going to measure your internet connection speed. And so what I want you to do is to start collecting some screenshots of your connection speed. Like, do it like, you know, do it like in the morning, in the afternoon. Most importantly, 8 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock at night, when everybody's streaming.
Okay.
And then now you have proof to what your gut is telling you and what your mind is showing you, that the connection speed that you purchased is not what you're getting. So when you call, I want you to call, when you call to complain, you'd have to be nice and be a gentleman just like you are. I wouldn't expect anything otherwise. But you want to call and ask to speak to the retention department.
Retention, okay.
And so when you speak to the retention department, you say, listen, here's my deal. I've been capturing the speed. You tell me that I'm supposed to be getting this speed and that speed, and this is what I'm paying for, and I've got proof that I'm not. So if you don't give me what I'm paying for, then I have no choice but then to cancel this contract that I have with you. And you don't want me to cancel, and I don't want to cancel. So how do we fix it so that the speed that I'm paying for, that I'm actually getting, or maybe I need to buy more, but you're not going to charge me more because I was getting the speed before, but now I'm not. So what exactly is going on? And also make sure you have all the latest Windows updates, firmware updates, things like that. Because I want them to come back to you and say, well, you know, Jeff, you haven't updated Windows in 6 months. So that could be part of the issue too. Again, that address is fast.com. Let us know how it works out for you, Jeff. And thank you for the call. Coming right back, some hoaxes I need to warn you about here on the Kim Komando Show. A good night's rest starts with Your Pillow. Right now, My Pillow has an amazing deal. For a limited time, the premium queen My Pillow is only $29.98, the lowest price ever. Just go to mypillow.com, use promo code Kim at checkout. All right, you have to be really careful because there's a lot of vaccine hoaxes that are spreading, promising to get you that vaccine, have you cut in line for the vaccine, or even buy the vaccine on the internet. Oh, don't be falling for anything like that ever, and warn your family members and friends. And don't forget, 24/7, you can always find me at our website, really easy, komando.com.